Welcome everyone to another special Eternal Flame news. It is 7 o'clock here on the 14th of September. As you see, we haven't really set up the studio. You're actually getting to see the back of the office here in Chillicothe, Ohio. I want to share with you multiple things that are going on in our neck of the woods. I'm going to start off with this. The Egan Jones analyst hints at a U.S. rating downgrade for this post QE3. Now, I've talked about Bernanke and his wonderful finance team since about 2001 and how this new plan is supposed to cause us to have a negative double A rating and how it's supposed to stimulate the Federal Reserve by putting billions of dollars into printing more money and doing securities and subsidies and buying things, which is what we did with the Q1 and the Q2 plan in a way. If this gets out of hand, everything just implodes. In other words, the value of the dollar becomes absolutely worthless. Why do you think we're already predicting a double A negative rating to a AA rating and so on and so forth until eventually we have no A rating anymore? This is something I was really worried about. Now, if you look at the foreign policy website, they're talking about the State Department has finally, based on my insiders and my friends that I've talked to, have finally decided, which took them, 12 days to figure out, which I don't know why they took 12 days to figure this out. But check it out. You can see the flags and the chaos and all the stuff going on here. Full-blown crisis mode. Why are we in a crisis mode? Middle East and North Africa. What's going on in the Middle East and North Africa? It's quite simple. Let me break this down to you. What's going on is there's civil unrest, and the argument has been over this film. Now, I'm not even going to talk about this cheaply made Muslim film because the issue at hand is Al-Qaeda is angry because of 9/11 and 11 years after 9/11, how we keep finding leadership of Al-Qaeda, arresting them, killing them, so on and so forth. And their main one of their leaders, actually in the United States, has covered and talked about that, oh yeah, we're going to do something to the U.S. embassies, we're going to do something to other people overseas and whatnot. And I said, this is what, we have to watch out for. And, as you see in Al Jazeera over here, you're talking about angry protests over the anti-Islam video. That's just the tip of the iceberg. This video is, you see they're burning the flag. And what doesn't make sense to me is our own State Department says they're not against the U.S. If they're not against the U.S., then why are they burning our flag? That's a criminal offense here in the U.S. alone. And you can see pictures here of civil unrest. It's all over the place, and it's getting out of hand. That's why I wanted to stop and do a special show just on this topic alone, because it is so intense. There's just so much going on. Plus, how here in the U.S., this wasn't happening. Then why did the Associated Press be able to cover it? This was an attack on the United States. Then why do we have stuff like this? Telephone bomb threats to campuses, scrambling, trying to figure out what to do. Verify, is this a true story? Is this not a true story? Did this happen? Did this not happen? Are we supposed to do this? Are we not supposed to do this? Okay, here's what I want you to see. And for those of you that are actually watching the show, that is creepy, that my video thing here. You see this, Miranda? It says 666 on the size of my stretchy screen thing here. I'm going to minimize that because that's creeping me out. Anyway, as I keep rambling and getting this image ready for you, I want you to see for yourselves that I'm not making this stuff up. Look at this. Check this out. Look at how many countries are red. I don't know, Morocco, where the famous Casablanca movie was. Tunisia, which I know some people that have been to Tunisia. Libya, Cairo, Sudan, Yemen, Iran, Iraq, and wonderful Israel in the middle of this. Everybody in the Middle East is just about bonkers crazy. And I'm saying bonkers crazy because look at this map. I mean, I don't care if it's Fox News or not. These are facts.
How is this not war?
You know, I know it's not. Here's the thing, that I will defend those that are saying that it's not war. I'll have to admit, it's not the country's current government leadership attacking us. It is people that have been overthrown from their country. As you know, Arab Spring happened. There are groups of people within the Muslim Brotherhood. There are groups of people in Hamas and Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda that are still trying to get power over all these different Middle Eastern countries.
An embassy of a country, you are basically declaring war on that country.
Yes. And
they have done this through majority of the Middle East now.
Yeah. And that's the point. I mean,
and now it's spreading to other countries' embassies. Germany and Berlin embassies. Yeah. If this is just about a stupid movie, then why are German embassies being attacked?
If
British, Switzerland's embassies
look at this.
Being attacked.
And like Miranda said, if Berlin is being involved, if Germany.
Berlin does not have an embassy.
Berlin is the place where the embassy's at. Berlin is the town.
Honey.
That's where they're at.
Germany is the country.
Country, yes. Town is Berlin. That's where the embassy is.
Okay. The embassies are in the Middle East. That's where they're being attacked.
But Berlin is speaking on behalf of the country to talk about what's going on. That is Germany. So that's the point. I'm trying to bring up facts. You know, I'm not just going to say, well, Germany said this. Where in Germany? It happened in Berlin. They're talking about what's happening overseas in the Middle East. Now we have Tunisia. Now we have all these different stories. Think about what happened just recently with Israel and the fact that they got Canada to pull out of Iran. I mean, things are going on that are completely, totally...
I find it funny that
insane.
Before, just a few days before, our embassy started getting attacked, Canada pulls out their embassy, shuts down their embassies, and gets all their people out of Iran. And then, now our embassy's in Iran, one of ours has been attacked too.
I mean, look at this headline for France 24. War in Syria. France 24 says... Which that's not originally what I wanted to talk about. I don't want to talk about this woman on the right, cat, whatever that says. But I wanted to talk about this. High alert. Why are we on high alert? Because of the whole movie, and it's not the movie issue. I gotta explain to you guys the bigger picture. As I said, Al Qaeda is wanting to try and do some weird, crazy stuff. And yes, for the general public, you're gonna hear about some movie. And what have they done? They threw this guy that made the movie on the bus. Do I agree with the movie? No, I don't necessarily agree
with
the movie.
And guess what? Now the American mainstream media has given his name out and everything, and his location. So people would go kill him, basically. Oh, well, we're gonna post his name. Let's, he's got a hit out on him. Let's go ahead and post it and talk about killing.
I mean, let's just look at the Drudge Report real quick. What does the Drudge Report show on their front page right now? Check this out. That guy has a knife or something in his hand. Paper. The building's on fire. His arm is raised in the air and saying, power, full-blown crisis. Yes, this is a crisis, because if this is not contained overseas, it can spread over to the Americas, and I've talked about this. I know that missionaries are on alert. I know there's no fly zone. I know there's countries we're not allowed to go into right now. If this was not an attack against America, then why are Americans being told not to go to these countries?
Yeah, Mr. Press Secretary. Obama's press secretary today said, even my aunt even wrote me, said, I can't believe I actually heard this, said, the attacks on the U.S. embassies are not because they are attacking, they are against America, the U.S. Really? I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the exact quote because it's not in front of me. I had to shut my computer down. But he actually said that these attacks are not because they hate America, that they want to attack America.
Yeah.
I want to know if Mr. Press Secretary had been the press secretary in 2001 when 9/11 happened, if he would have said the same thing. Because if he would have said the same thing, I think he would have been fired. And I do believe, in my honest opinion, he should be in big trouble for what he said, because how can you say this is not an attack on America? Our people have been murdered. Just like September 11th, People, innocent people, have been murdered. Americans. Not another nation, not another, you know, Americans.
Yeah.
And you say this is not an attack on America. You've got to be out of your mind.
And that's one of the things that I wanted to explain to people, because they're not getting the point of how all this is being affected. How are we actually moving and transforming all these different things?
You want to take another step further?
Look at this.
Our troops that are being killed in Afghanistan, I guess that's not, because they hate America either.
Look at this. Breaking news. Jerusalem Post shows that Egypt intelligence warned of attacks on Israel and U.S. embassies on September 4th. That was 10 days ago. And my insiders have told me that they knew things were going on. Yes, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff been going on since the day after my birthday on August 5th. So some of this has been quelched. Some of this has been tuned down. But even still...
Why wasn't action taken to protect
our embassy? There was hidden action taken, but not enough for...
Jeremy, they didn't even allow the Marines... It's come out. They didn't even allow the Marines to have ammunition in their guns at the gates of the embassy.
Well, I'm seeing stuff about that. I don't have 100% proof of it because it's on a blog. It's not really realistically 100% certain of. But I am kind of wondering whether or not this will happen, how this won't happen or whatever, and how this is going to go down in the future, because I'm really worried, and I keep looking at my news stream to keep looking to see all the different things that are happening. Here's something that's probably being slidden under the radar in the middle of this crisis. Look what the White House is about to do. This was on the Washington Times, and I know everybody's focusing on destruction overseas. Look at this destruction. Destructive spending cuts. Friday laid out a plan worth $109 billion from federal spending in January, including $11.1 billion from Medicare and $54.7 billion from defense spending. So they already got plans for what's coming down the pipe. So then whatever president's in is going to, have to deal with this. $21.5 billion from operations and maintenance for the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, and the National Guard. And $1.4 billion for military aid to Afghanistan. I know people want to get out of Afghanistan. That should have been like the only thing. All this other stuff shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuff from the Pentagon and whatnot. I'm not even going to read the rest of that. It's just...
Can I ask you a question?
Ask me a question.
Okay, if we're going to cut the defense spending for the war,
mm-hmm.
then why aren't we getting out? Are we just, we're leaving our boys over there, we're cutting the money going to them so that they can do their job. How are they going to do their job if we're not sending the aid? If we're not going to pull them out of the war zone, why are we cutting the support? Can you answer that?
I can't answer that. I don't have...
Don't you think that's dangerous? When we've... two more soldiers just died today?
One of the things that I'm worried about... if we are going to pull out, which is...
But there's no beneficial. Sign that we're going to pull out. He's not given a date. He's not set a time. But we're going to cut spending... it's just ridiculous. You're just setting them up to be killed.
Ah, here we go. You want to see how non-American this really is? And this is something that was just posted.
Yeah, non-American.
Okay, I didn't realize these companies were shared together. How many of you guys like chicken or hamburgers? You ever heard of Hardee's hamburgers? I haven't ate at one since I was in Texas. There's one right down the street in the other town known as Circleville called Hardee's. And right down the street from our studio is a KFC here in Chillicothe, Ohio. These are Americanized food locations. Let's look at Lebanon Tripoli right now. That is a Hardee's on your left and a KFC on the right that has been set on fire. But America is not under attack. Why is chicken being attacked? Well, that, one of the reasons why they might attack KFC is they may not be using their hafala or they're not using their Muslim techniques on killing chickens. What same thing might go for the hamburgers.
Halal, something.
So my question is, what in the world are we doing? What does that have to do with anything? They're destroying anything that has to do with America. They see KFC and Hardee's.
But yet our press secretary says this is not an attack on America. I mean.
Yeah, and that's why I'm paying attention to stuff that others are posting, and so many things are happening because I am extremely, extremely worried about what's going to happen. And I got some more weird breaking news. Those of you know that I like Transformers and sci-fi stuff. Well, here's some sci-fi tech for you. It's going to blow your mind. In the midst of all this weird chaos, it's kind of talk about something a little more not so... Well, maybe this is still going to be creepy. What if I told you a high-energy laser firing gun exists? This is the 40-kilowatt high-energy laser.
So it's like a...
MBDA, as it says, and it's on like...
It's like a lightsaber gun, right?
Laser power generated by patenting beam coupling of fiber lasers was successfully demonstrated for the first time in the world. I can't make this stuff up, guys. You know, those of you who like Star Wars or whatever, here's your first Star Wars laser gun, guys. It's a lot bigger than you probably thought.
Bizarre.
The laser with the power of a 40 kilowatt also pierced a 40 millimeter thick steel plate in just a few seconds. High power laser weapons is their plan. And they started in 2008, and further tests will happen the rest of September and October, and perform the WTD-52 Proving Grounds in Oberjedenburg, yes, that's correct. So that's what's going on in Germany, you know. I thought that was quite interesting. I mean, there's so much stuff going on in the midst of all these crises and on so on and so forth. The other thing that's going on is Israel going to actually attack Iran?
Israel will attack Iran if Iran attacks them. That's what it's going to come down to.
Yes.
Because Israel doesn't attack unless they have been attacked first.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
The majority of the time... They are sitting waiting prepared.
Yeah. And another interesting turn of events.
I find it funny that Israel, you know, is more prepared than the United States for an attack.
Well,
even after everything that's happened, Israel is still more prepared than we are.
And in the middle of all this as well, which I had a feeling this would happen, I've talked about when there's a crisis and those that are completely radical and crazy, they want to make certain they can pass whatever law, they want to get any technical know-how out of the way, they want to get a lot of stuff done. In the midst of all this, on the Huffington Post, the hand is the password of the future. Now, you probably watched movies where guys are touching the screens and stuff like that, Halo, video games, Transformers. What if I told you we're pretty close to actually doing this?
Well, Jeremy, they actually
read your fingers,
Jeremy.
And it connects to how you can actually... use your handprint, not only just your handprint, but it also verifies the temperature and it verifies the signature of who you are, that's the new password. One of the things I know from...
Jeremy.
What?
I had a job where I could only... The only way I could log in, you know, clock in, was to have my finger... They had to scan my finger. I had a job where I had a card I had to slide, and then I also had to put my finger, my index finger... to be scanned as well.
Aha.
I did. So.
Very good.
You're already there.
Here's some more interesting stuff going on. What does the president of Iran have to say right now? Check this out. He says, uncultured Zionists have reached the end of the line and thus grasping at straws to trigger a sectarian war amongst followers of different religions. He says, I am confident that Zionists are goners and the world will be freed from their existence and justice will be established. In other words, he's pretty much saying he wants all Christians and Jews to be eradicated from the face of the earth. Because technically, when you use the word Zionist, that can define a Christian and that can define a Jew. Even if you aren't really 100% supporting Jews, he's practically saying he wants everyone removed from any form of not just power, but he wants their existence to be non-existent. But we don't need to worry about this guy. We don't need to worry about Iran. I've heard this stuff for years. I've heard people give me that excuse. Oh, this just happens, blah, 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 blah. No. I realize that a lot more stuff is going on than what you want to even realize. And as I keep covering and looking at other people that keep posting stuff all throughout this program this evening, I can't cover everything that I found because it's just so overwhelming at this point. There's so much that seems to capture our mind and capture our hearts, and I think that we need to be prepared as Christians because we need to know what's going on. Here's the newest. Now, I gave you an update with another link that was a few hours old. Do you want to actually see the full-fledged, worldwide, just recently updated, where all in the world is radical Islam threatening to overthrow governments and angry about a movie and angry about people talking about Islam and Muhammad and whatever else you want to call it. Take a look at this map. Brenda, can you explain? You might have to get up and the map's full screen. You want to explain your thoughts as you see this map? We have Maranta, which is the northwest crest of Africa.
Oh, well, if you want to see
my
opinion, clearly majority of the places where all this is happening, where the uprising happening, is Muslim nations.
Well, you look at this. You got Maranta, which is the northwest side, almost the peak of the curve on the west side of Africa. Above that's Morocco. Next door is Algeria, Tunisia. Then we got Libya. And then they skip a few countries. They skip through Niger and Chad and all that, go to Nigeria. Then we got Sudan. Now we got Kenya and Somalia, we got Yemen, then all the tiny states all around Israel, all around between Iraq and Iran, then we got over there in Pakistan, Afghanistan, we even got India, we even got Malaysia, Indonesia, and then look over here in the upper right corner, next door, upper left corner, next door to Germany, we got the United Kingdom. This is worldwide.
But it's mostly
the only country not affected is China and Kazakhstan,
and Russia,
and then pieces of the middle and southern tips of Africa.
But mainly, it is Muslim nations.
Yes,
and it is spreading out.
And this is going to spread like a wildfire. It's going to take about 24 hours. I expect almost all of Africa and all the Middle East and the rest of the countries. This will reach Americas. Probably Southern or South America in the next 24 to 48 hours. There'll be something possibly happen. It's obvious. I mean, if this is happening, there's bound to be at least some group. Does that mean it's going to be publicized and televised? It probably won't be. But I am extremely worried. And I'm posting that image that I found on my Facebook because
I'm shocked there hasn't been anything in France happen because France has seen a very big uprising of Muslims.
France is one of the countries. UK and France, right? Well, France hasn't got it yet.
No. And I'm shocked because, you know, France has been having problems with Muslims uprising over there and protesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of shocked that that country hasn't had any problems yet.
You know, I'm worried that this will keep growing and growing and growing. And here's the thing, as a Christian...
It's been growing since the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 80s, we had all the, you know, had extra Muslim extremists taking over planes and holding hostages. That was the big thing. You know, Delta Force, Chuck Norris, that was what that whole movie was about.
Yeah.
You know? And that happened in the 80s. And look, nothing happened in the 90s a lot. Yeah, you heard about, you know, Israel fighting and they're, you know, the Middle East countries were bombing each other, killing their own people. But when 9/11 happened, it has escalated. Yeah. Ever since 9/11, it has just blown up. Literally. I mean, that's what happened.
And that's one of the things that I'm quite worried about, because as I keep seeing and I keep reading and I keep hearing, and I'm looking at more images. Here's one of the latest images that I know, about 4 hours old. But you don't go to an American embassy if you see the American sized crest and want to go into it because you protest over a movie that was done in the U.S. It's interconnected. You can't say it's not interconnected.
Jeremy, in one country, the Muslim black flag is now flying above the U.S. embassy.
Yeah, you take down our flag and put it in your flag, that tells me that, you know...
That's war.
Yeah.
That's war. And we got Obama's press secretary sitting there saying, this is not an attack on America.
The problem is, do we even have enough assets to go to like 100 and some odd countries that are doing this? Because that's what we have to do right now. Do you realize...
Our military is so...
Do you realize American citizens... that we now have to send special troops, Rangers, Navy SEALs, yeah. Marines, Black Ops team, all sorts of stuff that you don't even know about, teams that you don't know about.
That's who's going
to these countries to try and free the 100, the some odd plus people, plus possibly either negotiate with these people or have to get in the
war.
There's
no negotiation.
Because I'm looking at the image and I mean, I'm not seeing any weapons, but I wouldn't doubt someone has a knife or something in that crowd. I mean, like how hard would it take to quell down? I mean, they set something on fire, of course. How long would it take to calm down 125 angry people around an embassy that don't have any weapons? You would think not too hard if there's not a suicide bomber in the middle of it. Or
and
anything.
Even though the presidents of these countries are saying they're trying to stop this, they're having a hard time getting the people under control.
They're having a hard time controlling all of their
military is being fought against too by the protesters. So you got to think, you know, that's what they're being told. You know, they're having a hard time quashing these these riots and excuse me, I hiccuped.
And that's one of the things that I'm worried about, because there's too much happening that we're not able to get this. You can't do this. This is falling apart.
If Obama doesn't act, if he doesn't take control of this, I mean, it made him look bad by his press secretary getting up there saying this is not an attack on America. He's losing votes, people. That makes me not want to vote for him even more. We need leaders. We don't need pansies who are going to kiss up to these, you know, these crazy people for killing our people, burning and destroying our embassies, and basically, you know, announcing war on America.
But yeah, the embassy that was in Burma.
If Obama wants to win this election, he needs to put some grown-up pants on and get the job done.
Here's the thing, look at this. A U.S. embassy in London. It's not even just in the Middle East anymore. They're going to every country that has an embassy, whether it's London, the U.K., Germany.
Any U.S. embassy.
Any U.S. embassy in any country. And we got to wake up.
I'm telling you, Obama will lose this election if he is not going to put some grown-up pants on, be a man, get his press secretary to stop saying things like what he just said, saying this is not an attack on America. This is an attack on America.
I can't read this, but it says something, something, America. this bag or whatever is covering up the message, but the flag is on fire. Yeah, it's out of control. And we can fix this. I honestly believe that this can be fixed, at least in the U.S. First of all, you got to shut down all, you got to put on lockdown the embassies and remove people of no significance and make sure everyone's protected.
And I don't understand why they didn't do that the first day. Why all of our other embassies in the Middle East mm-hmm. was not put on high alert to lockdown. Why weren't they?
Well, they are now.
They are now, but they're too late. More people have died. When 9/11 happened, we didn't waste time. We didn't question. The towers got hit. The Pentagon got hit. That was it. No, you couldn't fly for 3 days in this country. You couldn't do nothing. Everything was locked down. Why? Why did we not do that?
Especially with all the new rules and well, that's the deal. They want to verify the new rules and regulations. TSA is supposed to be upgraded.
So oh, the heck with TSA. They ain't but a bunch of glue-sniffing...
No, Miranda.
Simpletons half the time. They're in more trouble for molesting babies and lying at the airports than they. I mean, seriously, Jeremy. We can say this. The TSA does not have a good rep. Okay.
Yeah, I know they don't have a good reputation. But here's an interesting picture. I'll have to share this one real quick. This is one of the ones someone sent me. See what your thoughts are on this. Here we go. And I'll read it. It says, in 1979, Muslim terrorists took American hostage and our president appeased them. Since then, they have murdered Americans in Beirut in 83, TWA flight 847 and 85, at Chile Loro, 85, Pan Am, 103, 88, World Trade Center in New York in 93, which a lot of mm-hmm. kids I talked to at college didn't realize the World Trade Center got hit more than once before 9/11. Somalia, 93, Kabul Towers in Saudi Arabia, 96, Nairobi, Kenya, 98, I know because of my missionary contacts in Kenya, USS Cole in 2000, which, by the way, they knew around that year where Osama bin Laden was. Then the Twin Towers, D.C. and P.A., Afghanistan till present, Pakistan 2002, Iraq 2003, yes, Fort Hood, Texas 2009, and now Libya and Menzai, and clearly the problem is on YouTube is what it says at the bottom. No, this stuff has been going on for years, and I understand, and I've said this time and time again, the Muslim faith is like the Christian faith in that it has different denominations. Or different tribes, or different sects. S-E-C-T-S, not S-E-X, okay? But the problem is, it's no different than saying the word Mormon. Unless you know that there's a breakdown of this stuff, everybody's being accused of this. And I know friends and family members and whatnot that are Muslim. I have doctors and professors that are Muslim, but they're not trying to blow me up.
Yeah.
They came from their country of Iraq, Iran, Tunisia, wherever, and left that volatile situation and said, I don't want that. That's not what I believe. I'm going to America where I can be free and not have to deal with this craziness. And they would tell me, I got family members and friends and business partners that are involved in this radical stuff and I want nothing to do with it. But I have my job, I have my family, I come to the U.S. to be free from this stuff. And now we're faced with this stuff again. And they're like, how can we get rid of extreme Muslim Brotherhood? How do we get rid of Al-Qaeda? How do we get rid of Hamas and Hezbollah? And the list goes on and on and on. There's new names. There's new groups. So on and so forth. It's out of control.
I will tell you the first thing we need to get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood, we need a president who isn't going to have them over for tea and kiss up to them.
Well, I don't have a problem with the Muslim Brotherhood coming over to talk to us so we can have some kind of... Because some of them are not...
But we okay. have a president who is bowing to them, kissing up to them, and not saying this needs... You know, he's supporting them. Our president supported Arab Spring, the entire thing. He was... gung-ho for it.
The one thing that I agree with Arab Spring is it was a way for radicals and non-radicals that are in these countries that are not all Muslims, because there's multiple faiths in a lot of these countries, was to end the dictatorship where one leader would be charged for 40, 50, 60 years and nobody else could take over. This is the good part about it. They made it where there's elections. So now they elect their creepy leaders or good leaders or bad leaders or in the middle leaders or the gray area leaders. At least there's some kind of step above where they were before. I have to give them that. So that means if the majority of people in these countries don't want this to happen,
Jeremy,
they need to vote these guys out.
Jeremy, even China, we watched that one movie, 1911. Even China for a short time became a democracy. But guess what? When the people they voted into power got into power, they overthrew that and created and become the Communist Party. That's what they did. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's we've seen it with China, okay? We saw people would look into the history of China when they were fighting each other during the early 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s. That's what happened. They did, for a short time, become kind of like a democracy where they did vote and they elected a president. But then, when they got the power, they turned it back around and they said, we're going to become communist. And that's what happened.
China is actually talking about getting rid of the Communist Party because it's not going to keep them going really good.
But
look at
the
this.
Reason I'm talking about this is because this is kind of the same lines that the Middle East is doing. Don't you see that?
I mean, they're wanting to destroy the flag. What's creepy is this whole V for Vendetta stuff, because the radical people actually love Guy Fawkes. That's who this guy's mad. It's supposed to be Guy Fawkes, you know, the guy that tried to blow up Parliament in England. They think he's the best thing since sliced bread.
No, he's not.
What? And I know, yeah.
He tried to kill people. He was a lunatic, you know, crazy man with these crazy ideas that to change the world, I have to kill people.
Yeah.
I have to kill everybody in Parliament, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we have to diligently get the facts and see what's going on.
And thank God he didn't succeed. You know, he was caught and he was, you know, executed. Sadly, yeah. He executed, but, you know, he tried to kill everybody in Parliament. And that whole thing was, again, with the Catholics and the Protestants. When you don't realize that had to do with religious beliefs too. It had to do with Catholics and the Protestants. I think the Protestants were, I think the way it went was the Protestants had control of Parliament. And Guy Fawkes was a Catholic. It's one or the other, but I think, I don't know, but look it up. He was either a Catholic or a Protestant, and the Parliament was run completely by one or the other, and he was like, I'm going to blow them up because the Protestants and Catholics didn't get along.
Yep, so here's the breaking news on the update. Google is leaving the video on YouTube.
What video?
The video that everyone's questioning about. I've seen the preview. It's still in America. You can look it here. But the controversial video clip is still here. It's blocked in Libya and Egypt and Afghanistan. But they're not removing it yet. The White House asked YouTube to preview the video, review it, and as far as they're concerned, they're going to keep it. It says, however, we restricted access to it in countries where it is illegal, such as India, Indonesia, Libya, and Egypt, given the very sensitive situations in these two countries. So,
but it is an American thing, and we have freedom of speech.
It can be blocked in their countries.
We in America should be able to view it because we have freedom of speech.
But what I don't understand is, I know that YouTube, because we have a YouTube channel, why is this not been monitored?
But I also find it funny that they'll keep that up, but people like who have Christian views and stuff and conservative views, their videos are being deleted, but they'll keep this up?
That's what I don't get.
It is not right. if we have freedom of speech in this country and you're going to keep one video up, you need to keep everybody's videos up. I hate to say that, but if people have a right to speak their minds and share their views, and it's not harming anybody, but exactly. That video did harm people. That's the problem. But other countries don't have the rights that we have, too. And they don't believe, you know, we should have the rights that we have. So, so they ban it in that country. They can't view it.
Yep. I don't even know if I'm going to share something that was just sent to me. And I've known this. This is probably part of the Occupy. Yeah, I'm not even going to share this, but I'm going to mention it. There's a petition to have Barack Hussein Obama arrested. I'm not making this stuff up.
The Occupy
wants to have him arrested. For what? I don't know. There's like 1,900 images on this. It's dumb, but anyway. I'm not even going to go there because not going to work. Oh, man. I have to tell you guys, this has just been us recovering from our accident. Seeing what's happening with this news article, it is getting out of hand real quickly. Like I said, as I'm talking on the show, I'm being sent multiple things, checking multiple websites. A lot of people like, how do you do this? It just comes to me naturally now. But I don't see anything else that we really need to cover. Do you have any final thoughts while I keep looking around and seeing if there's anything else that's going on that I might have missed?
Like I said, we need leaders in this country.
Well, explain what should be done then. What do you think needs to be done, Miranda?
What needs to be done, we need to shut down these embassies and get the people out of there.
All right. Well, we've done that now.
No.
Embassies are shut down. Well, all embassies are on high alert now, and all embassies
to get everybody that is connected with the U.S. embassies, that's American, that worked there, they need to get out of that country. We need to get them out of there. Okay? Because God only knows if they're walking on the street or something somewhere in that country, they could be attacked at any time. I mean, we need to treat this as if this is an attack on American soil. Because those embassies represent American soil.
Mm-hmm.
We need to protect the lives of the American people. No matter where the embassy is, those lives need to be protected. Our people need to be protected. And we need to get them out of there. We need leaders who are not going to stand on a camera and say, this is not an attack. These attacks on the U.S. embassies is not an attack on America. We need good leaders like back when 9/11 happened saying, we're going to take care of this. We're going to get the job done. We're going to get the people out of there and safe. And we're going to get this stopped. That's what Mr. Press Secretary should have said. And that's my final thoughts.
All right, so as you guys are seeing the image, that's an Al-Qaeda flag, by the way, and this is the U.S. on fire. Final thoughts before I end this show for this evening is Miranda is correct. We do need to have leadership change, whether that means they change their thoughts or we elect somebody different. That's what needs to happen. I understand the whole issue with security. You can't say everything, but you at least need to make the American people, including those that live overseas, and including these that are trying to attack us, where we stand. And you need to firmly state that. And then you need to back it up. And I know everyone's going to get mad. Well, you don't need to send any more troops. Well, unfortunately, when our American citizens and brothers and sisters of other countries are in peril at a U.S.-owned embassy or anything else like that, we need to wake up and get what needs to be done. Breaking news, 200 protesters are burning USA and Israeli flags outside the U.S. Embassy in London right now. So they're looking at this beyond a video. Now they're burning Israeli flags, USA flags.
I was waiting for them to start burning the Israeli flag.
I was waiting for that. And it's just so creepy that I'm on air and this stuff is happening, and I can go verify this because I have access to Al Jazeera. So let me see if I can find this. I'm really worried, and I'm not even going to play this video. There's a live video of what's happening. I'm trying to quickly find the one about... yeah, I'm not finding it yet. They don't have it up on their website. But they were talking about how Israel's flag is being burnt. I think... I think this is going to... cause a big issue because I'm real worried.
These are the times you wish you had cable, right there.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have the TV program to do that, but yeah. According to Al Jazeera, this is an assault on Islam, is what they're calling it. So, just seeing them say that for themselves really is starting to bother me. Because if this continues, it's not going to get any better. It's just
going to
keep...
We're going to be in a world war. I honestly believe that America is nearing a world war.
Yeah, and it's like I said, I saw the highlight on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm trying to find the actual link to show you that this flag is on fire, and they probably got it where we can't see it right now. I can read the text, but I'm not going to share the text. I'm just following this stuff as it continues to go
And as always, we will continue to cover this on our Eternal Flame News blog site and our Facebook page,
yeah.
You know, and our Twitter, you know. We'll keep posting about this, you know. And
I have to give it Al Jazeera saying it has to do with this film, and that's why it's happening.
But reports are coming in now that these original attacks were planned weeks ago, from the bombs and grenades and missiles they used to bomb the U.S. embassy in Libya. This was planned weeks before they even knew about this video.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I'm looking
through... That's the intelligence they've got on this.
I'm looking through the images right now, and I'm being real... Well, here's the one that you need to see. Here's your...
You need to just show these. You need to be showing
these. I'm not showing them all because some of them are too graphic, and I'm being careful on that. I don't want to freak out too many viewers. Here's an end times picture for you. Randy, do you know what that dome is behind these men and women?
That's in Jerusalem.
Yes, that's the Dome of the Rock. They have the Al-Qaeda flag flying at the Dome of the Rock. What does that mean for Christians and Jews normally?
March on Israel.
Exactly, and I talked about this...
And that's Revelations right there.
I talked about this, and for those of you that don't believe it, here's the little... I'm going to try and reduce this so you can still see everything. There we go. I think you can see it now. Actually, wait a minute. Let me fix this bottom. I'm going to full screen this, and I'm going to read the text below. Palestinians chant slogans during a protest after Friday prayers in front of the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem's Old City. Clashes broke out between a part of the crowd and Israeli police as the demonstration moved out of the old city, with security forces firing tear gas and stun grenades that injured at least 5 people. This story right here, and this is the book of the Quran, by the way. That's a Quran. And these are women. I think they're all women. I'm not sure.
It looks like they're all women.
They're all women. That's a Quran. That looks like a wedding ring. You don't see this in mainstream media. I haven't seen this on any of the mainstream media websites that I've looked at. But this is on Al Jazeera. These are Muslim women showing the Quran, standing with the Al-Qaeda flag, standing in front of the Dome of the Rock. If this has to do with a video done in the U.S., then why are they standing in front of the Dome of the Rock protesting because they're all mad. They're all mad, and
they've always been mad. That's the point. They don't need a reason. They just they found
their
little reason to be angry. But that they were angry before. They've been blowing us up over in Afghanistan for how many years? You know, since 2001, they've been fighting each other since biblical times. They've been blowing each other up. I mean,
wow! You want to see something else? You're not going to see. And apparently, what I'm about to show you is the most controversial thing. It's not graphic. It is a graphic. This is a picture of Barack Obama with burnt around his eyes the Star of David.
And saying, "Down with the USA."
Down with the USA. USA.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Press Secretary. They're saying down with the USA. They're not saying London or Great Britain or Germany or France. They're saying USA. So this must be an attack on the USA.
And if you read the fine text here that's in English, it says Zionist perspective. Now, what did I just say that the president of Iran said? The president of Iran just said that he was going to eradicate all Zionists. If you look in this picture, there are stars of David around Barack Obama's face with the word Zionist perspective on his forehead. In other words, these people want Barack Obama to go bye-bye. And I'm not saying going to sleep. They don't want him to be alive anymore. That's how angry they are. They're blaming him for a video of a guy that's not even from the U.S. This is bigger than what the mainstream media wants to tell you.
Yeah.
This is worse than what you thought. That's why I'm being really careful what I share.
You need to get some of these pictures saved and post them in an album somewhere.
All right.
You need to get some of these pictures saved, seriously.
Well, I'm saving these photos as I'm talking to you guys because people need to know that I'll probably upload these here shortly. Because people need to know exactly what's going on in America and how dangerous it really is to be an American citizen to stand around and see these things happen day in, day out. I mean, I'm scrolling through these pictures and there's some I can't share with you because that one alone is creepy. There's some others where they're burning. They pretended to burn Barack Obama in the picture, but it's a guy wrapped in clothes
and straw.
And straw.
That would be another one you want to save.
I don't need that one. They're burning. Ah, is that the
Israeli? They're burning Israeli flags and American flags.
Yep, this is the one. Here it is. I found it. American and Israeli flags on fire.
And where is this at?
This is in Bangladesh, in Dhaka.
Save that one.
And you're going to tell me this is about a video done in the United States. No.
Mm-mm.
They're taking this to the next level, as I told you.
And of course, this all happened on September 11th. It all started on September 11th.
Yep, and it's just another piggyback going on. You know, they're doing it again. You can't tell
me. They want world domination. That's what they want.
Yeah.
And they will not stop. They haven't stopped since the beginning in biblical times. They've been doing this stuff since biblical times, killing each other and murdering each other.
But yeah, I found it and that's verification from Al Jazeera. Unless those are fake photos that aren't really happening.
I wouldn't think that.
I have to ask our viewers today about exactly what's happening.
Are we ready to wrap this up now?
Exactly what's going on in our world and in our position of trying to be American citizens, being Christians, because I know, like I said, missionaries and others that I know are being told to be careful. Be careful where you go. And I have missionaries all over the world that I'm in communication with in various ways. Some I can't even tell you where they're at right now for the safety of their lives. And this stuff happened not long before 9/11, because I was talking about this stuff in 98, 99, 2000. And they've been attacking Christians and others for years. They've been attacking Americans and Coptic Christians, which are Egyptians that are Christians. And they've been attacking Israelis for years and years and years.
This is nothing new.
This isn't new.
But now they're focusing it on the United States.
Yeah.
They've just found some, they found another person to attack.
Exactly.
Israel, Christians, USA, anybody that doesn't think the way they do, they're finding reasons to attack.
And that's what I'm worried about, is we keep seeing these stories come and go and come and go and come and go. I want Christians to be diligent enough to pray and protect each other and start praying for these that are overseas and are having their issues and doing the things that they're trying to reach the gospel with, because it is a dangerous time. It is tough to be a Christian overseas. It's tough to be a Christian just about anywhere in the world. But I tell you, even though things are so scary at this point, Jesus Christ is still in control. I believe that God can do something in the midst of all these situations, in the midst of all these problems, that will shake the foundations of the earth and do it in such a way that more people can get saved. Because I think certain places in the world, if these riots continue, your days are numbered. Meaning, if the riots aren't under control, there's going to be more people that get hurt. More things can happen. So we have to be diligent. We have to be careful. We have to understand exactly what God wants to do and how He wants to transform this. This has been in the Eternal Flame News special tonight. I know Miranda doesn't have anything else to say. This has just been, something we had to break the air for, because I wanted you guys to be up to date. I wanted you to see what was going on. We will have a JMC live show tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We're going to prepare to share more updates on this and some other stuff as well. We're going to get this podcast and video uploaded tonight. We'll see you tomorrow for JMC Live. God bless. We'll see you soon.